Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back in. I'm cracking up. You know, old Cal McNair, didn't he? He invited you down to Omaha, didn't he?
Yeah, man. I got to figure out a way to get down there.
Hold on,
I need to get with Cal and see if he said he's going to save me a seat. Is that at the stadium or is that on the private jet? Is that on the PJ?
I think he might have hit you with that, man. If you get there, I got you a ticket.
I think that's what he meant. But I mean, to know that the jet's taking off from here. It would be a nice ride, man.
Hogs are winners.
I'm starting to see all these College World Series threads rolling through.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with my stance on the College World Series being forced on these kids to be in Omaha, I've just accepted that is just going to be one of the sporting events that I never go to. Even though I've heard it's a good time, I've heard a lot of good things about the College World Series, but that's one I got to dig my heels in on.
I can't talk about
Omaha like that and the fact that they got it and then show up there.
Sure you can. We can make a trip out of it and make it. Then we got Ron. We got to prove to Ron that Omaha is a really good place for the College World Series.
I can't be seen there now. I've accepted. I've accepted. I cannot attend.
I feel like you can.
I can't attend it. I do. I see the photos. It sounds like it looks like a good time. I see the emotion.
I tell you, I got a partner that I think you would really, really appreciate. Good dude, solid dude. Likes to have a good time. We got a lot in common based on our conversations. Times have changed a little bit, being the family man that we are right now. But we got a lot in common, and he swears by it.
I know people who go down there and have a blast every year. And now in Omaha, I'll be honest, Omaha's downtown. It is obviously not worthy to host events like that. But it is a lot better than you would think. And so I'm sure they have that. I know they've got the baseball stadium and the basketball stadium. They're right there next to each other but I just understand that I've talked about it so bad I can't go. And one day, if you go, you have to tell me about it.
I will. I'll tell you about the McNair's private jet, too.
I don't think you're getting on that.
You don't think I am?
No. I don't think so.
I'm gonna err on the side of caution. I don't think that was part of the invite.
But if you want to do this, I mean, all you got to do is ask. I know I would.
Ask if I can get on the jet?
Yeah.
Ron, you'd ask to be on the jet and for 12 sweet tickets wherever you're going.
I would ask for a couple of additional tickets.
Here's what I've ran into.
Why do I just bring me? Do I bring the fam? You got 5?
Hold on,
bring the kids. Here's what I've ran into with my private jet friends. They don't operate on much of a
rate. Humble brag much?
I couldn't get that water down well enough.
Private jet.
Well, how many people listening right now can fool that one?
I'm the cocky one on this show.
One thing about my private jet friends, my Tyson friends.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you, my experience.
Hanging out with my real rich.
My experience
group.
With folks that travel via private jet, they don't work. They don't operate on radio time. They don't go, hey man, we're going down for a Saturday Sunday game. Why don't we pop out of here Saturday morning or maybe Friday evening? They go, hey, we're going down on like a Wednesday. So you're gonna need to miss 3 days. You're gonna miss 3 days of radio, and then we'll come back. I would imagine the McNairs are gonna ease down there. They may come back and forth a few times.
And you can jump off on one of them.
That's a good point. I got multiple options. I can set my itinerary.
Listen, they're busy people. They got to get back here. They can't just. And trust me, I'm sure.
That's a good point.
I'm sure that Hannah's listening. And listen, they're great people. Hannah, you ain't got a lot of kick it. Hannah, you don't want to be in Omaha for no 5 days.
Does this count as us being
on the show? Her kiddos are playing baseball. Hell yeah, she does.
Yeah, no, they're not playing for 5 days. I don't know. You're ready to get. She's going in. There's only but too many times you can go to the zoo. She's out of
there. She's got zoo, she's got College World Series, and she's got a hell of a Little League baseball game.
Only certain amount of ways you can eat corn and it be cool and tasty.
Seriously, Hannah's out. Yeah.
Well, you guys.
I'm just saying.
Our buzzkills.
Yeah, she's not driving down to Lincoln to go enjoy Memorial Stadium.
Hell no.
I think that's the fifth best thing to do in the Nebraska.
I think maybe you should show up and see.
Well, the good news is, Dirty, I mean, if it doesn't work out with the McNairs and the private jet and all that, I mean, you can hit up one of your buddies with a PJ and maybe get a taxi from one of them, you know?
Ain't no doubt.
I'd play.
I hit one of my boys up one time. I was in New Orleans doing TV and the Hogs played. We did Saturday morning, did TV.
And the really Hogs, doing this.
And the Hogs played Saturday afternoon. They had Ole Miss, and it was, they had Ole Miss in Little Rock. I said, hey, man, you think you can scoop me and Ken from New Orleans to catch that game tomorrow? He said, yeah, I had a plane on the ground at 10 o'clock. I said, good, we'll be done at 11. We'll be at the airport by 11:30, baby. Got on that jet, went to Little Rock, watch Little Rock, Arkansas play Ole Miss in Little Rock.
Never
what
had
a day.
I'm pretty sure that's the time I always tell you where DK Metcalf was. That's the first time I saw DK Metcalf in person. I had them sideline passes, and that big sucker ran a stop route right in front of me. He sounded like Michael Strahan. Sounded like like I was at the Kentucky Derby. I mean, that's when I realized how big he was.
He just ran past him.
It was unbelievable, man.
Journalist.
That's a large human, man.
I got respect for the McNairs, so I would play it. I'd play the game a little bit. I'd say, yeah, all right, man. I was thinking about going to Omaha too. I just couldn't get tickets quick enough, plane tickets quick enough, so I think we're going to drive.
Hold on.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Go. Just drive here, and I think it said about 14 and a half hours, so it'd be tough.
Well, you wouldn't have to do that show.
You wouldn't happen to have any other route. I'm trying to get them to say, oh, well, hell, you can jump in on with us. You sure that would not be a problem?
Not at all.
Hey, man. Hey, I like to lie about the old text. Hey, man, y'all don't happen to be coming over Houston anytime this Friday, do you? Y'all don't happen to have a plane in Houston on Friday going towards Fayetteville for that game, do you?
Is that my boy, you do?
Yeah, I'm going to jump on there.
I'll be driving on my way out there. Oh, Lord. Is this where y'all take off from? I was on my way to Omaha.
Hey, I put the wife on the PJ one time for a Longhorn game. I was already going to be up there. found out there was a PJ leaving. I said, hey.
Have you ever been on a private jet, Tyler? You seem like...
Yes. Obviously. Wow. Flew out of College Station.
Did you hear
how Where'd
he
y'all
said
go?
That? Did you hear how he
Vegas?
Said that? Yes. Hey. Obviously. I've never smelt one. Let alone, I ain't never
smells
seen
very one. Clean.
I ain't never seen one.
Brand new.
You ain't never been on a PJ?
Is that a common thing to be on? Like, the way y'all coming out
I mean, for some of us, I mean, yeah.
Is that like
Planet
a clearly?
Is.
Clearly. No,
there was a time when I found myself on one way too often.
Yeah, okay. Again.
That's not possible. Shut up, Clint.
I'm just telling
you. Shut up, Clint.
No, you shut up. How long?
No, you shut up.
How many times have you been on?
Y'all shut up. Get me to the break. I don't want to hear these awful cracks no more.
How many times have you been on one?
Just the one.
Okay, all right. The way he said it.
Like, yeah, I'm not running around with groups of them and herds of them like Dirty Red over here.
Well,
I guess I got to get my life together.
Y'all two need to grow up.
713-572-4610, YouTube Whoa. And Twitch. Text in, yes.
Count me in on that. I've been on a PJ.
Text in, yes, I've been on a PJ. Text in, no, I haven't. I mean, if I start getting a bunch of people rolling here, I got to figure out what is going on in my life. I got some people that I know have been on them. They ain't invited me on them. Damn, man. Yeah, I just good luck out there, Hannah. I know you don't want to be in Omaha all that long.
I thought Ursay was going to invite me on to his the other night at that Rockets game.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I bet he got a nice one.
Somebody said, I've worn PJs.
Well,
I've worn PJs. I ain't never been on one.
What you got coming up?
Well, I got a great private jet story. Got a great private jet story. And Nick Caserio.
How could you not with all the friends you got that happened?
This is a classic. I think folks are going to appreciate this one. There's a pretty damn good laugh. If you can't laugh at this, boy, I don't know what's wrong with you. But Nick Caserio also, he spoke, gives a little insight into two big C.J. Stroud topics. Why is he watching Patriots film from 2003? And what about that control at the line of scrimmage that CJ Stroud is going to have this year in Nick Caley's offense? We'll hear from the general manager next.